Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. Hi, I'm Meredith Hartley from Me Squared Solutions, and I want to talk to you today about angel investors. I got a call this weekend from one of my clients. She's starting a small publishing house that has the potential to grow really, really big, focusing on social causes and a specific minority group. And their plan has been to create books and music and artwork that will, and eventually conferences and all sorts of other multimedia services to help further these social causes and serve this specific minority group. The goal had been to turn it into a nonprofit as quickly as possible so they could also support and really give back to these social causes and receive donations. They also, it was really important to them to maintain control of the company. Because they're part of this minority group, they want to make sure that it is true to their needs. Well, this weekend she was at a conference, and she ran into an old friend who'd heard about her business idea and said, "Hey, my sister is managing director of a huge national female-led angel investing group. And I think this project is right up their alley. They've been looking for projects that are female-led, that fit exactly these social causes. So you get your business plan completely polished up. You get it rock solid, send it to me, and I can guarantee you a meeting with this angel investing group." And the client was thrilled and overwhelmed because as we've been discussing Kickstarters and ways of sourcing money for this project while still maintaining control, It's been a question, how are we going to go up against these other huge publishing houses? It's a kind of a David and Goliath situation, and she thought this would be the answer. But I have to advise against it. I'm going to advise her to turn down an opportunity to get money, at least for now, because here's how angel investing works. When you approach an angel investor, you say, "Hey, I have developed a product. I have something that I think is going to really, really work. And I think it has the potential to make a lot of money. I just need some money to get it started." And those angel investors are going to look at your project, they're going to decide if it has the potential to make a lot of money, and then they're going to give you whatever amount of money they think is appropriate to help feed the pushing that project forward. It's not no strings attached. This isn't a grant. They are investing. Figure that for every 10 projects an angel investor puts money into, 9 of them will fail. So they're looking for home runs. They're looking for projects that have potential to make back their money at least tenfold and preferably 50 or 100 times. That means for every dollar they give you, they're going to want $10 to $100 back. So they give you this money, and in exchange, you give them ownership in your company. Anywhere from 25 to 50% of your company is going to get handed over to these angel investors. They're going to own it. They're going to have votes and control part of your company. Now, eventually, if your company is doing well, they're going to want to get out. And the way they do that is one of three methods. Either you have enough money that you can buy back the shares you gave them in exchange, that 30 to 50% of the company. Or they're going to put it on the open market, and they're going to ask the public to buy their shares and invest in your company, which means instead of having an angel investor group that owns 30 to 50% of your company, you're going to have thousands of people in the public who will be buying up those shares. The third option is that you find another round of investors to come in and buy up those shares, and then they will own that 30 to 50% of the company. That's how angel investing works. So people put money into your company with the expectation that at some point in the future they will sell it and make their money back. They're going to have an exit strategy and they want money. Now, it's not a bad thing, but also along the way, to ensure they get their money back in the future, they're going to exercise control over your company, which means they're going to be involved in the daily decisions. They are going to periodically veto what you want to do. Now, that's okay if you're dealing with a tech company that's bringing in some really experienced tech investors who are going to really help mentor you and help you succeed in the business. It's very different if you are running a very special niche industry that the angel investors don't have a lot of experience in, and their experience may conflict with what your vision and goals are. So if you're considering bringing in angel investors, it's really important that you understand that you will be giving up control. You will be giving up the ability to decide what happens with your company, and you have to decide if that is worth it. In some cases, it absolutely will be. In the case of my current client, I don't think it would be a good idea. One, they'd have to give up being a nonprofit, because you can't be a nonprofit and have investors, because nonprofits don't allow you to give your profits to any individual who owns it. Those profits have to be reinvested in the company itself. So those angel investors would never back that plan. Two, they'd be bringing in a very powerful group of people who are not committed to their very specific social cause. Now, they may support it, but that's secondary to their investment strategy to make money. And third, they want this to be owned by the people who are members of their community. And they would be accepting that in the future, not even if this group of angel investors did buy into their mission and vision, they can't guarantee that the public who buys it will also do that. They can't guarantee that the next round of investors will want to do that. They also can't guarantee that they will have the money in the future to be able to buy those shares back. So angel investing isn't always the answer. It is a specific tool for a specific cause. And you need to really think critically before you bring in an investor about whether or not you are willing to give up that control, whether it is wise to give up that control, and whether the benefits outweigh the risks.
Hi everyone, it's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 Space Solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright
2014
by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But no, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you if you just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.